Okay, good morning. Masechet Erchin, Daf Tet Vav. Tet Vav is 15, huh?
Yeah.
And we're starting at the bottom of the of the Gemara on Daf Yudar Amud Bet. So we saw the Mishnah yesterday. We said about the Ones and Mefate, the difference in Amal Rataf.
Yeah.
So the Gemara is like this. Amai. So we said, okay, let's just go back very quickly to the Mishnah. When it comes to raping or enticing a woman, seducing, I think is the right word, eh? Seducing. We saw the case of Lachmir. We said, how? We said, if you seduce or you rape one of the great Kohanim's children, or if it was one of the low life Israel children, you pay the same price. But then we said there's Boshet and Pagam.
That was
right?
Those days.
Those were those days, right? Then there's Boshet and Pagam. Right, that would depend on the circumstances of the person being affected and the person causing the damage. Right, that was the rapist or the seducer and the seducee. Just look at Rashi quickly. I think we left out this Rashi yesterday. The pagam, second last line of Rashi at the bottom. So mefresh be ketubot. You must on daf mem. Shaminota kama. Look, this is how you have to work out now the damages. What the damage was, the pagam. Okay, so there's boshet and pagam. Boshet is embarrassment, right? What's the more correct today, modern name for boshet?
Shame.
Shame, okay.
Humiliation,
thank you. And then pagam is physical damage. The person was damaged, right? So look how the Gemara says that you're damaged. This is a medieval type understanding here. Mefarash b'ketubot, in the Gemara, shaminota, kama adam rotze litain ba shivcha betula le shivcha beula. Right? So now you want to get a difference between what's worth it to, how much would you prepare to pay extra for a slave woman who was a virgin as opposed to a slave woman who wasn't a virgin, but look who you want the slave for. La siya la avdo, you want to marry her to your Evid. You got an Evid, now you want to find him a wife. You're going to go buy a wife slave for him, right? Sheyesh lo korat ruach hemen, you have satisfactory. In other words, you got an Evid who's been very nice to you, very satisfied with him. You now want to give him a chupar, it's like, I'm going to bring you a wife. You now say, how much would a person pay extra for an untainted woman for his Evid? And the difference between those two would be pagam. Okay, that is the Gemara said. Okay.
But he will get the child. The Baal will get the child.
What child are we talking about?
If he finds him,
you're coming late, you want to disturb Ashir, right?
Yeah, sorry.
I'm joking. There's no child yet. We're talking about a rapist or a seducer.
Gives him a wife. There'll be children. The children will go to the...
The children will be his children.
Yeah.
They're the master's children. Yeah, but still, he's thinking about his Evid.
Yeah, okay.
Is he entitled to a virgin? Or can I just give him a woman who's been with anybody else? Right? Okay. So, that is... Okay, the Gemara's like this. Am I? So, the Gemara's question now is, am I? Right? Chamishim slaim, I think the question over here is going on the case over here of the boshet, right? That we said over here that the boshet would depend, and the doshet of the pagam would depend on the people. So the question is why? Amar, why don't we just say chamishim slaim amrachmane mikomili? The Torah said 50 shekels, whatever. Why do we have differences now? Pagam, include the whole story, include the pagam, include the boshet, include everything. So Rabbi Zaira says like this, Yomru Baal Bat Melachim Chamishim, Baal Bat Hedyotot Chamishim. We have to make some sort of distinction here, which comes into play by the Pagam and the Boshet. Because he says, what are you going to tell me? That a daughter of princes gets 50 shekels if she's seduced or raped, and a daughter of a simple guy also gets 50 shekels if he gets raped? Doesn't make any sense. It has to be different. Abai says to Avzira, Iachi, if it's the case, Kab Eved Nami. Why don't we say the same thing about Eved? Yomru Eved Nokev Margalit Shlosh. You mean we saw earlier on, we had a Mishnah that we said there, Beshor Hamuad Shemit Eta Eved. Remember the previous Mishnah on the Amud? We said that a Shor Muad, right, that kills an Eved. We there also had Lachmi, we said an ugly Eved or a good looking Eved, they both get Shloshim Sena, right? So he says, Abai, if that's your case, if you want to argue now, that a Baal Bat Menachim, a daughter of princes or a daughter of simple folk, shouldn't get the same. And so they say, Eved, Yomu Eved, Nokev Margalit, Shloshim Eved, Maaseh Machashim. You got some slaves who are highly trained artisans. They can string pearls or they diamond graders or whatever the case is. What's a Nokev Margalit? Pearl
pearls
stringer?
And pearls.
Yeah, that's like a strings pearls. I think that's a good example, strings pearls. Or would they get the same as an Eved, Shoseh Maaseh Machat, Eved who's sitting sewing? So obviously, Eved who's sitting and sewing or knitting is not as trained an artisan as a pearl stringer. And why should they get the same amount of money? Ella, so Rav Zeira says, you're right. Ella, I'm Rav Zeira. Ilu ba'u alea shnai. He says like this. So let's say we've got this girl. Right? We're talking about this woman who's being seduced or being raped. And if two people rape her at the same time, right? Echad shelo kedarka. Okay, so one is, I suppose the only other way around is anal sex, right? There's kedarka and lo kedarka. So when, if the one who has anal relations with her, so she still stays a virgin, right? Essentially, technically, still a virgin, right? So ilu ba'al le'ashnayim, right? Look, Rashi says over here, it's important. Ba'u alei ashnayim, echad shelo kedarka tchila, says Rashi. That's important there, right? So she still retains her virginity. V'achar kach, look at Rashi, v'achar kach ba'alei azeh kedarka, da'akati havai betula, still a virgin, right? Ve'it la knas, v'yomru, and there'll be a knas over here now on this, v'yomru zeh she'ba'al peguma, delei keboshet kuliha, yayu chamishim slayim. So we'll say, you know what? The guy now who rapes her, the second person, she was already tainted. So he should just pay her 50. There's no boshet anymore with him because the boshet all came in the first round. He wants, it's a difficult Rashi this. Because he basically said, what Rav Zira's arguing is that the guy who's Bo'ela Keloke Darka, right, he seems that he's not Boshet Kulahai. Why is he not Boshet Kulahai? Why isn't so much humidity? Because she still retains her virginity. So she's still a virgin. So it's basically she sort of like maintained her status, so to speak. Right? But like a Kulahai, he gives her 50. But a person who on the other hand is giving a full betulah, also gives a 50. So we see that if you start making these distinctions, you start getting into trouble. He says, with regard to boshet, there is a chiduk. A person who's having a relationship with an untainted woman will pay more boshet than a person with a tainted woman already, there's less boshet. Okay, so that's basically go back in the Gemara. Baal shnayim, echad shelo kedarka v'chagarka. Yomru baal peguma, 50. Baal shnayim, 50. You're gonna say the same. Amasa Abaya says you're right. Amale Abaya, actually you're wrong. He argues with him. They're arguing about whether it makes sense to say that under all circumstances the same amount of money, or the boshet and the pegam does make sense. Yeah, that it's sort of like a balancing figure. So Amale Abaya, iachi gabe avdo eved nami yomru eved barish 30, eved mukish chin 30. With an eved sick 60 and a healthy eved is a 30 and about 30. So Abaya says there's no end to this. And Abaya says, therefore Abaya sums up and says Amar kavu gan pasuk tachat asher ina, right? So that pasuk over there says why does he pay her the money? It says, "Natana isha shochev ima l'avi hanara 50 kesef ve'lo tiyeh li'isha," and he marries her. Tachat asher ina lo yuchal shchayv. What's the money for? Asher ina, because it was inui, right? There was infliction over here. So it says, "Michlal," what? So it says, therefore, if we're saying ina, there's inui over here. So what is the idea over here? Look at the shittim mekubetz. It says over here, asher ina, the bet right at the bottom here. So it says, ina. Hanei tachat asher ina. He says, this asher ina. Right? What does it mean that there was infliction? Michlal de ikar boshet upagam in addition. Because he pays her because of the inui. Right? So there's a specific amount. That payment is only for the inui. Boshet and pagam is in addition. So that's how Abaya basically explains from the pasuk. At the end of the day, we can't argue this rational up and down. The pasuk, look at the pasuk. The pasuk says, what's the money? Inu. There's other stuff. Look at Rashi over here. תחת אשר אינה, רשאי דקרא, ואתה איש יחשב עם מעלה, אבי על הרעה 50 כסף, דמש מהנה 50 כסף, ניתן בשביל כנס העינוי. And he says, that's because of a punish, a fine because of the inui. And since we know about all the other damages, right? We know about the kama. We know all the damages of boshet and refuah, etc., 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 and shevet. What was it? Boshet, shevet, ripui. Boshet, shevet, ripui. Nezek. So that was it. Nezek, boshet, shevet, ripui. Those are four. I mean, they're five, aren't they? Aren't they five? I don't know. Boshet, nezek, ripui, shevet. Boshet. Nezek. Pagam? No, pagam is nezek, isn't it? Pagam is nezek, then there's pagam, there's nezek, there's boshet, there's shevet, that she you can't work, you're just at home recuperating, boshet, and I don't know what the fourth one was, I don't know, hotzot maybe, I don't know, maybe costs, if you incurred any costs, I don't remember. So he says, the fact that the Torah had a right here, inui, this is a chidush, which is over and above the other damages, says therefore, michlal, de michayev, mili achrinaita. We understand that there are other things you chayev as well. Kagon, boshet, upagam. The love, kenasa, the inui. Those aren't the classes of inui. The belav inui. Because even without inui, nami ika boshet, upagam. Right? So it says, hainu nezek sheshaveh pachot mi bitchida. These are the damages because at the end of the day, she's worth less than she was to begin with. Okay, so Rabbi's got a different answer. Rabbi Amar Amar Kra, Vatani Shav Shechevimah, Bechule, Hana'at Shechiva HaMishim. Says, you're paying the 50s only for the Hana of the Shechiva. Michlal Dika built it. He says also, and also other costs. It's only the Shechiva. The Inu here, he says, is the Shechiva. It's the Shechiva that he's paying the money for. And the other things as well. Umay Ninu, Boshet for Begam. So therefore, we try to answer maybe Boshet for Begam should be included. We ended up coming two good answers, both based on Psukim. Maybe you look at it over and above the either the Shechiva or the Inui, there are also other expenses, other new Mishnah. But what's his Shemra? This is carrying the same theme of the Mishnah that there's something with Jumakah, something with Jumachmir, Makah with Jumachmir, which is a Motzi Shemra. So you see over here, the Mishnah says, Motzi Shemra, how? What example? Same idea. The Torah tells you for Motzi Shemra, if you end up saying, I think Motzi Shemra has specifically the case where you said that she wasn't a Betula, right? Is that what it is? Is there a note there, anybody? If you marry her and you say she wasn't a betula, and then you tell that she wasn't a betula, you got to bring her 100 shekels, right? That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. There's no rush on that. Right, so, the Gemara says, Nimtza, ha'omer b'fiv chamur mina ose ma'ase. See, our previous case we spoke about, what's the previous case we spoke about? Was be'ones u'mefate. With mefate, just seducing her, right? Or be honest, you did an act. And there, what was the knas you had to pay? 50 shkalim. Here, you moti shemra, and how much is it? 100 shkalim. Double the amount of money just for saying something bad. So Mishnah says, it turns out that saying bad things about somebody is more chamur than actually doing the act. Shechein matzinu, shelo nechtam gzar. So the Mishnah says, why? So shechein matzinu, we see, shelo nechtam gzar din lavotei midbar, ela loshon hara. What caused the Gzar Din for Am Yisrael to end up wandering in the desert for 40 years and not going into Israel? Look at Rashi, yeah? Nimtza omer b'fiv chamur ditnan me'asela. Va'oseh ma'aseh ones betulah is only 50, right? Gzar Din, what's the Gzar Din? Shelo likenes la, they couldn't go into Israel. That was the decree. They weren't going to go in. And what was that based on? Because they spoke, the word motzi shemra. Because the Meraglim came back and said, Va'yenasu oti ze, shelo techem gzarin, I'm telling you, ela alashon harach. Shneimar, we got a pasuk over here. Pasuk that says by Midbar, "Kilo anashim haroim et kvodi ve'etototai." These people don't see my honor or my sons. Asher asitim mitzrayim, through Mitzrayim, we're in the desert. Vayanasu oti zeser pamim. They tested me now 10 times. We'll see the girl bring just now. Ve'lo shamu b'knevetzit my words. And therefore, that was basically Hashem's final comment to Kedrashim there. Zeser pamim gabe meraglim ketiv de mashma al zenechtam. This is the meraglim. The Meragli Mumotzi Shemra, Am Yisrael could have gone into the land of Israel, a whole generation, or died out in the desert. All they did was basically speak. We see that's more chamur than even than the acts we saw earlier on. Okay. The Gemara like Mimai. Rashi said Mimai. What do you mean Mimai? Mimai, don't be fiv chamur, the mashma mishum lashon hara bilvad ki yaiv lehu. He says, how do you come to the conclusion that it's only because of Mumotzi Shemra? that the meraglim didn't get Israel. Dilma mishum hachi chamir halashon hara. Maybe this is why the Shonara was bad. Why? The garim la bay katla. Because it wasn't because they spoke lashon hara. It was that the fact that the whole nation had to be killed because they spoke lashon hara. That's what made it so bad.
It's interesting. This translation is referring to the man who
rapes a woman.
Yeah,
he's got to be killed.
Because
he gets killed. Because
he could get her killed.
You're 100% right. I'm talking rubbish. I think you're right. But I think even Marina Gershom says it. I know, it sounded good while I was saying it. But thank you for pointing out to me. You're 100% right. Because she said that she wasn't a virgin, he can basically have her killed. You're right.
If you raped her.
No, we're talking about a new case. The person marries a woman, they go to bed, he comes to the following morning to the father and says, your daughter wasn't a virgin. But she slept with somebody else and she was in Arusa. So if she slept with somebody else while they were betrothed, they were Arusa, she's Chayav Mita. That's exactly 100% right. It's not Marina Gershom, but it's 100% right what you're saying. All right, thank you for that. Okay. It says, this is the pasuk, it's straightforward, yeah. Right? Dichtiv, im emet haya hadavar, vehotziu et hanara. And it wasn't really good, it was the next line of the Gemara. Right? They take out the girl and they kill her. So Amar Rava, Amar Kra. Shabbat says, no, we got a pasuk over here. Right? The pasuk is, vanshu oto merkes, if natula vi anara, ki otzi shem ra betulat Yisrael. Velot Yerisha lo yuchal eshacha kol yamav. Ki yotzi shemra. So he says, no. He says, if you look in the pasuk, you'll see. It's not because she could be killed. It's not because of shemra. Al shemra shehotzi. Look at Rashi there. Al shemra mishum lashon hara bilvad. Rashi says, a nice try that. Nice attempt that you want to say that's because she can be killed, but not. The pasuk's pretty straightforward because of shemra. And now we quote the next line Mishnah about in the desert. Mimai, right? This is what I was getting confused about, by the way. Mimai, Dilma da'akat lo male se'atan. Se'atan is like a se'ah of measure, right? Se'atan, ne se'ah. So maybe the reason why the Gemara said the same thing with a girl, it's not because of the mochi shame that she gets killed because she could have been killed. Maybe the same thing over here. It's not because of shame ra. It's not because of what they say, but that was like the last straw. Right? Up until now, Dilma de Akati lo Malaysiatan. They hadn't yet basically filled up their measure of all punishment. Amar Abhimunun Ainak Shmarachun Ifram in Adam Achtit Malaysiato. Right? Abhimunun says a person has a measure of sin that he can do. Only when he finished sinning completely, at that stage, Hashem punish him. Shenemar. If you look at the pasuk over here, we've got a lot of psukim here. Bemelot Sifko. Yetzer lo kol yad amel tevoena. So b'melot sifko is over here, right? Yetzer lo. Look at Rashi. Melot sifko kshetitmalei se ato ba'avonot harbe az yetzer lo tavoe lav tzara. When does he get his yetzer lo? They make the tzara for him when he's filled up his measure. So maybe say to over here, the meraglim basically just the final straw that, like we say, broke camel's back. Amar shlaksh, amar kra. He says no. Look at amar. Just give me half a second, yeah. Amar, there's a shidam kubetet, yeah, which I don't know why I didn't mark it. Sipko yetzer lo ela. That's right. Ela amar es lakish amar kra by yinasu oti ze eser pamim. That's the passage we brought previously in the Mishnah. Al ze nechtam gezardin. Look at Rashi. Al ze nechtam gezardin velav mishum tziruf dachri. Nothing else. The Torah is pretty straightforward. It was on that it wasn't because of a build up, it was that itself. Tanya Rizim Parta Bore Kamagal Koach Lashon Hara. See now we've seen the power of Lashon Hara. The Meraglim got punished exactly for that. We proved that the man pays the 100 shekels purely because of Lashon Hara. We see the power of Lashon Hara. Minala Meraglim, what do we see from Meraglim? Mahamoti Shemra Letzim Vavanim. Here, what did they speak Shemra about? Just the land, which is trees and rocks. How much more so if you speak about a person? Right? Mimai, how do we know? Dilma Mishum Rabbi Chanan bar Papa, Amar Rabbi Chanan bar Papa, Damar Gadol, Dibram Raglim, Botashad, Tiv, Ki Chazaku Mimenu. Maybe it's not true. Maybe you cover the Raglim. It wasn't just that there's Bagla Shara about rocks and ground. What was the real chait of the Raglim? That they spoke Moti Shaman Akash Baruch Hu. Because that's Rabbi Chanan bar Papa says when they said Ki Chazak Hu Mimenu. Right? What do we say? We understand Chazak Hu Mimenu, that the people there are stronger than us. So he says, like this, Papa, Rav Chanan bar Papa, he says, Al tikri ki chazak hu mimenu, ela mimenu kivyachol afilu balabayit, en yachol lotzi kelav misham. Mean, look at Rashi there, afilu, the Shita adds in afilu balabayit, look at balabayit there, but akadosh baruch hu. That was the real chait. Wasn't that spoke about the land? Their point was, they said, they're stronger than God. Which was an absolute breakdown in faith. That was kfirah of the highest. Maybe that's the reason why. And verse is Ne'el Amar Avar Amar Rishlak Amar Kra. Says what's the pasuk? So look, actually read the pasuk here. Vayamutu Anashim Mutzei Dibat Haaretz Ra'av Magafat Nashem. The Torah is pretty straightforward. So Mutu Anashim Mutzei Dibat Haaretz Ra'av. The people are going to die. I spoke about the land. Al Dibat Haaretz Shehotziu. Look at Rashi there. Shehotziu Ka'amar. That's why they died, cried, demetu, right? And it's got nothing to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It wasn't that God took it personally. Spoke about the land, and therefore they got Pashtana. We mentioned earlier on, right? Remember at the end of the Mishnah? So now we've got a brighter here which brings these ten nisyonot, right?
That's the Meraglim. That's in the
Meraglim story, yeah. Yeah, it is in Shlach Lecha. Midbar Yudalet Kaf Bet. It says V'ulam. The Raglim came back. ויאמר אשר משה עד אנה ינצוני עם הזה ועד אנה יהיו לא האמינו כי בכל אותו אשר עשיתי לקיבו הלנו את ישו ויפול ורק ויצא כל העדה ויתנו את קולם ובאמר י' ויבכו עם בלילה הוא ויראו לו משה על אורם כל בני ישראל ואומר להם כל העדה לו מקנו בעת ישראל מסוף דמרגלים ואז דמרגלים קיים בך ויעלו ויעטור את הארץ ובארצין ואתם וישובו מטור הארץ מקץ ויחו ויבואו משה ולארון וכל הדבישה אל מדבר פרן כרשתו וישיבו אותם דבר בכל העדה ויראו פרמה ויספרו לו ויראו בנו ארץ אשר שכנו ואתם ויבגות בתיסה כל העדה ואתם ציווי מה שמשה ארענה ינצו לי עם הזה וארענה לא יאמינו בי כל האותות אשר עשיתי בקביצו לפסוק הסקנד לגר ואמרת את העם אשר בקדין את זה והיה כי כל האנשים הרואים את כבודי ואת התותה אשר עשיתי במצרים וינסו אותי זה ספרים ולא שמעו בקולי אם ראו את הארץ שהשפעת להם ולא מצאו לא יראו they won't see the land ועבדי כלב עקב הייתה רוח אחרת אמו וימלא אחריו ואביא אותי ולארץ אשר בא שם וזרשתו והמלכים הקטנים שם ומעמק מחר פנו סוד אחרי מדבר דרך ים סוף that's the whole story of the Meraglim דלג מסתם ימי ימי הודה עשר נשנות ניסו אבותי על הקדוש ברוך right and the Shita adds in there ניסו אבותי על הקדוש ברוך the Vav the Shita says almost in line with that Bamidbar, the Eluhain, and these are them. Now I did see a note somewhere that there are multiple lists. This is just one of them. This is, I think it's in Brighter Rabbi Natan. If I'm not mistaken, is there a note there? Did I make it back in that up? Or is it remembering right? There's another list, but this is a separate list. So he says, Shnayim b'yam, v'shnayim b'mayim. Two at the yam and two in the water. Nisyonot. Shnayim b'man, two with regards to the man, and two, Shnayim b'slav. Right? So that is eight. Echad b'egel, one at the egel, v'echad b'midbar paran. Midbar paran is where the Meraglim took place. Right? This is the midbar. And it's the last passage we read. Right? You heard it? Right? Right, at the end of the Meraglim there, what was it? Perek Yudalad, we said, eh? Perek Yudalad. Amash, at the end there, it says, Pnu Sulachem Hamidbar Derech Yam Suf. Is that there? Pasuk Kaf, hey? No, it doesn't actually mention Midbar Paran, but that was took place. Okay. So now, Shnayim Bayam, what are the two at the Yam? Echat b'yida v'chat b'aliyah. Once they were going into the water, and once they're coming out of the water. It's unbelievable, these cases. B'yida, when they were walking into the water, what are they, what's the Torah tell us? They call it Pashalit, Ami B'liam Kurim Mitzrayim. What, there are no graves in Israel? It means we had to come to here and die walking into the sea. And when they were coming up, Aliyah, what was this? What was it? Rabuna, Am Rabuna. Yisrael Shebato Ador, Tanei Emunah Hayu. Right? They had no faith. Kedirabba Bar Mari, what was the story? My Dichtiv, quotes a pasuk over here, right? Avotenu b'mitshayim lo hiskiru niflotecha. They didn't internalize your greatness. Lo zachru edrov chazdecha. Vayamru al yam v'yam suf. Vayamru here, right? Vayamru here is basically like they maru, right? They rebelled, right? The Rashi says here, mamrim, moridim. Right? Al yam v'yam suf. Vayoshiyem. But nonetheless, the Torah tells us that it's still the next pasuk says, but Hashem saved them. Why? Leman shemo lehodir kvarato. The reason He saved them was that they could all, for His name's sake, right? Leman shemo, so they would be able to carry on telling future generations about His greatness, right? Vayoshem leman shemo melamed shayu shel mamrim botasha. That's what Rashi says there. Mamrim mordim. They were rebelling. V'omrim, what did they say? Kesheim she'anu olim mitzad zeh. Just like we are coming up on that side, kach mitzrayim, olim mitzad acher. Now look at Rabbeinu Gershom. What was going on over here? You need to see Rabbeinu Gershom. Look at Rabbeinu Gershom, towards the end of Rabbeinu Gershom, about 10 lines from the end of Rabbeinu Gershom, on the inside column of the Gemara, you see Rabbeinu Gershom. It says over here, kach mitzrayim, olim mitzad acher. Why? What was their problem? It says, afal pi shehiftichama karosh baruchu lo tosifu lirotam od. Remember? Hashem said, you're not going to see the mitzrayim again. So he's not going to see them. Now, oh, imagine now. Okay, we're not going to see them. They're going to die in the sea. Suddenly, the Mishnah are all coming out of the sea on the other side. So the Amishal says to Hashem, what's going on over here? You said that we're not going to see them ever again. They're coming out. You're not keeping your promise. And we're just sort of getting nervous. Maybe the Mishnah are going to catch up to them again. Right? But I mentioned, the Sar Shel Yam. So the says the angel of the Yam, Ploto Tam Liyabesha. Basically, throw them out onto dry land, right? And the midstream, in other words, the midstream. So Amisha would see that they're dead. Okay? Now look at Rabbeinu Gershom over here. What was the plot of Tam Liyabesha? Keshein Metim, right? When they were dead. I would want them to see that they're dead. Now, Amalafanab. Now we've got a bit of a digression here for a second. This is not part of the marriage of Amishael. This is a discussion between Hashem and the angel. Okay, so now the angel who's get the instruction from Hashem to chuck them out dead out of the water says to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Klum Yesh Eved, Shnoten Lo Rabo Matana, V'chozev Not Laimenu. You've given these dead Mitzrim as a gift. To who? Look at Rashi. Rav Matana, Parnasa LeDagim. The fish are expecting to eat these Mitzrim. If you chuck them out the water now, you promised the fish that they're going to get to eat these Mitzrim. Now they're going to go without their parnasa. You made a promise to your avadim. You can't take it away from them. So Amar lo, don't worry, says to Hashem. I'll give you 1.5 times, 50% more. Look at Rashi here. The beparo ketiv 600 rechiv. Ubesisra in shoftim ketiv 900 rechiv. There were 50% more in Sisra's time that died in the water than in Paro's time. So therefore he says, don't worry, I'll make it up to them. I'll get 50% more in a couple of more generations. Amalafanav, the angel wasn't convinced. Ribono Shel Olam, Klum Yesh Evet Shtover Drabo. But how are you going to? It's not nice because they're going to have to come and demand from you that you owe them this debt of the 50% of the more fish, or the more people that died in them. Evet can't come and claim from his Rav. Amalo, don't worry. He says, Nachal Kishon Ye Arev. I don't understand this, to be honest. I never found a Rabbi Gershom on this or a Rashi. I'm not sure, but it says the river, the Kishon River, that is the guarantor. Basically, yeah, maybe they're saying if they don't get it from the fish, can always get it from the Kishon River. I don't understand. I think that's what Pshat is over here, right? Miyad, the angel was convinced. Pal Tandi Abesha and the Sarah Malachim threw out the midstream to the side. So now, Vaya Yisrael Mitzrayim Met. That's what the pasuk there says, right? We got a pasuk over there, and the pasuk says, Vayosh Hashem Bayomud Yisrael Miyad Mitzrayim. We said every day in davening. Vayar Yisrael Mitzrayim Met Al Sfat Hayam. Now they were relaxed. Met Al Sfat Hayam. So that was the test we saw there, right? We said there were
two on the river,
right? Shnayim B'mayim. Two tests now with regards to water itself. B'mara U'merefidim. Right, we know there were twice. One because the water was bitter, and there was. But Marah, the Chiv Yavo Marah Tivlo Yichlo Lishtot. They couldn't drink it. It was bitter. Uchtiv Vayar Am Moshe, and they moaned to Moshe. And Berefidim, the Chiv Yachanu Berefidim, and Ma'am Mishlo wasn't water drink. Uchtiv Vayar Va'Ami Moshe. They again complained to Moshe. So we got two of them with regards to the water. Shnayim B'man, right? There were two tests with regards to the man. The Chiv, the pasuk says, right? So here we got a pasuk that says it's a little bit different. The actual pasuk itself. We've got like I don't know, about 30 psukim on this amud. Ruach Hashem yitzeh lechem haShabbat ki ken hu noten lechem yom haShishi lechem yomayim shavu ish tachtav. So with God to the man, sit down. Al yetzei ish mimkomo b'mashvi. Don't go out on the seventh day. Right? Rashi says it b'Shabbos lukot. Vayotzu. Right? And they went out. Then listen. And then it says al totiru. Don't leave over any man. I mean, don't leave over any man to the next day, right? Remember, Hashem says, every day take only your measure, vayotiru, and they left over man. So we see twice on the man, they disobeyed Hashem. Shnayim b'slav, when it came to the slav. Now, b'slav rishon, and so we got shnayim b'slav, the shita adds in there, rishon, b'slav rishon, or b'slav shani. Twice, this was a little bit of a chidush, I don't think I ever quite understood this, that the slav, there were two occasions in that slav. Look at Rashi over here, b'slav rishon, what's the first slav? When the man started dropping the first time around, Haya Slav Yored Imo. Slav also came with the man. Did anybody know that? Yeah? Huh? I never knew that. Anybody know that? Anybody? Huh? Manny? When the man dropped, when the man started dropping, Slav came with the man. Huh? So it was a hamburger ready already on the first day. They got a probably a vegetarian hamburger, Robin. Huh? Was it a lucky status of meat? I'm not sure. Maybe. בשלב ראשון, כשהכין המן לרד, היה הסלב ירד עמו, כדכתיב, ויהי בערב הטל הסלב, ובבוקר הייתה שכבת הטל וכו'. So it says, the pasuk says, that at night, there was slav, and the morning was covered with these layers of dew, that's the man. ולאחר זמן מרובה, and after a long period of time, התאבו יותר. When we know the turn of the slav, they started getting a great appetite, they wanted more slav, and that's when they came to complain to Hashem. And so Beslav Rishon, Beslav Shani. Beslav Rishon, Beshivtechem Al Sira Basar. And Beslav Shani, Vahasafsuf Asher Bekibor. That's the second time, that's the case that we all know about. Then we said one was with the Egel. Right, what was the case with the Egel? Look at the Shlomo Kubetzer over here. He says, but Egel, he says, Tame. It's important, Shlomo, because let's just finish the Gemara. We look at the one with the Egel. And he says, Kedeite, like we know the case of the Egel. And Bamidbar Paran, Bamidbar Paran says, Rashi, Maase Meraglim, says Rashi, the very first wide lines. That's Maase Meraglin Kedit Lakwina. Now look at Rabbanu, at the Shlomo Kubetzer with the Egel there, or Gimel, the very beginning of Shlomo Kubetzer. He says, Gilion, Taima, Lama Kore Avon HaEgel Nisayon. He says, there were 10 times they tested Hashem, right? So he says, why are we calling Chet HaEgel a Nisayon? Ha Kafru Beikar, that was Kfira, the highest level of Kfira. They have other words, they're not a Nisayon. He says, "V'shamati pi Rav Rav Yitzchak Mitroish." I heard from Rav Yitzchak Mitroish. He brings it in the name of the Rosh, I think. The Asara Nisyonot, these what we called here, these 10 tests, Hainu. They're not actually 10 tests. They're actually Hainu Asara Kaasim. That's why I started looking in the notes, and that's why I found that case of the Midrash that I mentioned, that I quoted earlier on, right? He says, Asara Nisyonot, Hainu Asara Kaasim. These are the 10 angers. Sheikh Isu Eda Kadosh Baruch Hu Vehinam Zoafim. Metargamina, with the Targum, translates Zoafim Nesasin. That's where we get the Nisyonot. And that's the name of the Rosh. Okay, so the Rosh quotes, this is actually not a good example of 10 Nisyonot. These are 10 times that Hashem got angered, that they caused Hashem to be angry at Am Yisrael. Right, okay, now I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mishom Yossi ben Zimri, my dichtiv. Pasuk, the Gemara carries on over here. Right, so now we carry on with Lashon Hara. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mishom Yossi ben Zimri, my dichtiv, my yiten lach, my yosif lach Lashon Rimiya. Look at the pasuk here. I don't know, every pasuk we're not going to get out of here today. Ma yiten lecha u'ma yosif lach lashon remia. Right. So what will that? Ma yiten? What will give you? What will add for you? This lashon remia. Remia is like lying, basically, with deceitful talk. Malakash Baruch Hu. It's if to say, right. Look what he says here, Rabbi Yochanan. No, Rabbi Yosef Zimri. He says it's if to say when it says ma yiten lachu ma yosif lecha lashon remia. See, if God is saying to lashon remia, to the actual language itself, what is it doing for you, lashon remia? What are you gaining? What are you benefiting from? Right? He says Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu lelashon. Hashem spoke to the lashon, to the language.
To the tongue.
To the tongue itself. Oh God. Okay. Thank you. I think we speak to the language itself, but lashon is to the tongue. Okay, makes sense. All right.
To the next person.
Kol evarav shel adam skufim. This, now, I'll be honest with you, I now understand this Gemara. I never understood yesterday what the story was about. You atamu tal, and you lying down, because the tongue lies is prepared. Brilliant. Shkoch. I didn't even. Just didn't make sense. Okay. Vatamu tal, right? And you are basically like lying there. All men's limbs are outside. Thank you, Michael. But you didn't speak to yesterday about it, right? And you inside. You closed up. I surrounded you with two walls. One is the etzem, one is basar. Look at Rashi here. What is the etzem? Etzem here is the shinayim, the bones, the teeth. And the Rabbeinu Gershom says, basar. Right, in the chatzah basar shinayim usfatayim, he says the teeth. You see that Rabbi Gershom there? He says basar shinayim usfatayim. I don't know how I never understood this. I read all of this yesterday. Really, I don't know. It's in a bit of a dwell, I suppose. I don't know. Ma yitenachu ma yosif lach lashon remia. So Rabbi Yochanan mishum Yosef ben Zimra. Kol hamesa. So what's going on here? Kol hamesa lashon hara kilu kafar beikar. Right. So he says ma yosif lach l'gerashi de. Od Hakadosh Baruch Hu shmira. So it's lashon hara. Right, basically, so there's the physical boundaries and Hashem Shneimar Asher Amul Lishono Nagbir Svateinu. Right, look at Rashi over here. Nagbir Svateinu. Amul Lishono Nagbir Kemisho Mer Mi Adon Lanu the Kofrim Beikar. Right, basically, Otala Mi Adon Lanu. Amar Rabbi Yosi Ben Zimri Kolos Perashon Ra Negaim Baim Elav. Anybody speaks Shneimar against Negaim Shneimar. Right, and then the Malshinev Setra Ehu or To Atzmit, and this Atzmit over here. What does it mean Atzmit? V'chtiv Hatam L'Tzmitut. What is Tzmitut? Metargmina L'Chalutin. And Chalutin, we know that the Metzora is Chalut, right? You got a fana when the Kohen. There's a Safek and there's a Chalut. Utnan Ein Ben Metzora Muzgar L'Metzora Muchlat El Prior Frima. And we see the Metzora is at the final stage with Metzora Muchlat. So you got Metzora Muzgar. God goes into isolation, and then the Kohen comes back. We after the second week, and he says you're a Muchlat. And look at Rashi Avia. What does it mean? Muchlat. Sorry, Muchlat. Alma Atzmit. The Metargem Lashon Chalita is Hainut. So basically, we trace the line back. Right? We had there. It says there. Malshinei B'Sed. Those who speak in secret about their friend. Or To Atzmit. I'll make it Atzmit. And Atzmit ends up turning to become Chalut. And Chalut is the Lashon for Negua, for Negaim, for Tzara'at. Amresh Lakish. My Dichtiv. What does the Pasuk mean? It says Zoti Yetrat Metzora. What means Zotie Torah? This is the Torah of the Metzora. It says Zotie Torato Shel Motzi Shem Ra. This is basically the Metzora is Motzi Shem Ra. A Metzora is a Tzara'at. Tzara'at is basically from Motzi Ra. Motzi Shem Ra is Metzora. Amresh Lakish Ba'yitiv Im Yishoch Hanachash Belo Lachash Ba'yitron Lebal Halashon. Right. So in another pasuk over here, again, I'm skipping out reading all these tzukim here because first they're difficult to find it again. The pasuk here comes from Kohelet. Im yishoch hanachash b'lo lachash. So now lachash over here are like snake, I think the word is enchanters. Hey, I think that's what they call them, right?
Charmers.
Okay. Like people, you know, you have all the Indians and they like talk to snakes. So here, it says over here, Im yishoch hanachash, if the snake bites below lachash, without this charmer encouraging him, ve'en yitaron nebal lashon, right? So there's no bad you to the person who's got a tongue. Okay, we'll see what the Gemara says about it. Second. I'm not sure I understand this either. So over here, la'atid lavo im yishoch hanachash below lachash ve'en yitaron nebal lashon, la'atid lavo mitkabtzot kol hachayot. In the future, all animals are going to come together. Ubot etzlach, they come to the snake and they say to him, or Merot, they say to him, Ari dores vochel. The Ari doesn't just dumb dores, it's like claw, what's the word? Gall, claw, right? He's and eat. Ari dores vochel. Ze'ev toref, and the zo'ev, whatever he's, that toref means, right? And he eats. Ata mada yesh lecha. What hana'a do you get? Shomer lahem v'chimai tron u'bal lashon. Right, so that will be the answer. Omer lahem, he answered. Look at Rabbeinu Gershom over here. You see that Rabbeinu Gershom, it's in line with the very last line there of Rashi. Almost line there of Rashi. He's also in the inside column. Right, it says, the ein yitron u'bal lashon. Dema hana'a l'bal lashon hara, shomer lashon hara. Harei matzalo chaver. I don't understand what that means. Maybe you can say what that means. Any note on this Gemara over here? Anybody got anything to say on this?
Yeah.
Carry on.
Snake?
Yeah, quickly.
That snake doesn't benefit from just biting and killing somebody.
Because he doesn't need to eat it. Just bites and goes. Just bites and goes.
Please speak
of Lashon Hara, so it doesn't get it. Okay. And Rabbi Yishlach carried on and said, then we speak Lashon Hara. So he basically, Magdil Avonot, his sins are grow. Please put some more in here, please. Ad Lashamai. Rachin Emar, the pasuk over here says, Shatu Bashamayim Pihem Uleshonam Talech Paretz. So basically, Shatu Bashamayim Pihem. Their mouths, we'll have to look at Rabbeinu Gershom over here. It's a Rabbeinu Gershom, which we actually quote later on. But we're going to quote this pasuk again later. So it's Rabbeinu Gershom, not mistaken, it was actually in square brackets. Yeah. Shatu Bashamayim Pihem, the Ad Sof Haolam Yachol Harog Belashon Hara. Okay, basically, Shatu B'Shamayim P.M. all the way. B'Lashon Telef Aretz. Amra B'Chizda, Amra Barukva. Kolos B'Lashon Hara, Ra'ui L'Soklo B'Evin. Anybody that speaks Hara, you should be able to starting with a stone. Waketivacha, the Pasuk over here is a Pasuk, is Zayim, we've seen this before, which is Melashni B'Seter Ehu, V'Oto Atzmit. We spoke about the Metzora. It says V'Oto Atzmit. Right? Uchtiv Hatam, we've got another Pasuk, which says from Eicha, Tzamtu vabor chayai v'yadu even b. Right, so again there, the pasuk says tzamtu. So we've got the Gzeirah Shavah, the top of a limud of atzmit and tzamtu. And tzamtu mentioned vabor chayai v'yadu even b. Right, so just like the otot atzmit, with regard to Mal Shinei said, Lashon Hara, there's a tzamit tzmetu with regard to a bor. V'amar avchizda, amar marukva, kolos Lashon Hara, amar kolos baruch hu, ein ani v'hu yecholin ladur ba'olam. See there. Person with the Shonara, God says, enough place in the world for the two of us. Sheneemar, that same pasuk again, which we quoted early on from Zayin, that same pasuk, which was from Tehillim, Milashni Baseter Ehu, Oto Atzmit, Geva Einayim, Verechav Levav Oto Lo Uchal. Says here, Milashni Baseter Ehu, Oto Atzmit, Geva Einayim, Verechav Levav Oto Lo Uchal. I'll decree Oto Lo Uchal, Ele Ito Lo Uchal. I can't be with him. Ito, with him I can't be. V'ike dematni la al gase aruach. And the Gemara says that those who learn Nesh Omrim, there's not on Lashon Hara, but on gase ruach, right? On haughtiness. That the same thing, God says he can't live in a world of people rushing the al gase aruach. L'had rav chizda de b'hai kra de oto lo uchal, k'tim nami gabe, nami gavo enai. Right, on haughty people, also Hashem says, I haven't got a place in the world for them. Amar Abchizda, Amar Abmaruk, for another one. Kodos B'Lashon Hara, everybody speaks Lashon Hara, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lesar Shel Gehenim. God says to the angel, the ministry angel of Gehenim, Ani Alav Milamala, Vata Alav Milamata Nidonenu. Right, this, got to try and use a bit of creation here, right? I imagine Hashem says, I'm from the above and you from beneath, right? And we're going to judge him together, basically. Amar. Chatzi gibor shnonim im gachalei retamim. I looked at the whole pasuk over here. This pasuk again comes from Tehillim. It says chitzei gibor shnonim im gachalei retamim. Right. Give me a translation of the whole pasuk, Michael. Give me an English translation there for the pasuk.
Sharp arrows of mighty with coals of
coals
and wood.
Coals of balsam wood.
Rosenwood.
Okay, written. Okay. So it says now again, Ein Chitzei, should have changed that, because the Pasuk over there said, remember, it said Chitz, right? Chitzei Gibor. So it says, Ein Chitzei, Ele Lashon Hara. Why are these arrows here, these Chitzei Gibor Shnunim, right, or Lashon Hara? How do you know that? Shenemar chetz. The next pasuk which you quote over here, chetz shachut l'shonam mirma. See the chetz l'shonam mirma diber b'fiv. Ve'en gibor. So the chetz over here is l'shonam mirma because it's chetz shachut l'shonam mirma diber. So we see that chetz is l'shonam mirma. Ve'en gibor in that pasuk that said over there. We said chitzei gibor. So the lashon hara, the gibor. What's the gibor? Ve'en gibor ela kadosh baruch hu. Shneimar Hashem ke gibor yotzei. So the arrows. Shenutim Hashem gibor milchama. Right? Okay. Shneimar Hashem gibor yotzei. Gechaleret and gechaleret retamim. What do you say? It was rosewood, rose coals, right? Hainu gehenom. That is gehenom. I'm Rabbi Chaim. So basically, we've got your whole case over here of the chitzim. The lashon hara is Hashem. And Gehenom, which we saw there, Hashem said, "I'm above, and Gehenom is from the bottom." Amir Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, Mata Kana Toshim Misar Lashon Hara. So now we've learned how bad Lashon Hara is. What's the takana for a guy who speaks Lashon Hara? Right? He says, "Im Tamid Chacham Hu Yasok Batora." That's the best solution for anything, I suppose. Right? A bit of a question in here, because if he's a Tamid Chacham, it means that he was Mitasek Batora. If he was Mitasek Batora, how did he come and speak Lashon Hara? But that's, we went on to, right? Shneimar ma'apir lashon eitz chayim. Ve'en lashon el lashon hara. Shneimar chet shachut shnam. We saw already before that. Ve'en eitz el Torah. Ze kotzeh de ma'apir lashon eitz chayim. The healing of the tongue is eitz chayim. So we saw there that lashon el lashon hara. And eitz is eitz chayim. Ve'en eitz Torah shneimar eitz chayim ila machazikim ba. Right? The tree of life that sustains you. Ve'im ama'aritu. So what does it mean if it's ama'aritz? So if it's a time in Chochem, he learns Torah. I'm a calling to what to do. Yashpil da'ato. Basically, he should humble himself. Shneemar, you've got a passage that says, V'selef ba shevir ruach. Look at Rashi there. V'selef ba. Mi shesolef ba. V'chafetz l'salka. Shlo tehe bo'od. Yishbor rucho. Basically, say that you meaningless. No purpose for being here. And you basically, Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Chanin Omer, Siper. Ain lo takana. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Acha Baruch Hu says, "I've got news for you. This suggestion of yours here, the Talmid Chochem learns Torah or Am Aretz Yashpil, that's more. That's real beautiful. There's no takana for lashon hara. That's quite a scary thought." Shekvar karto David Baruch Hakodesh says, "Look at Rashi here. Shekvar karto lashon karet, right? Basically, Rashi already." In Ruach Kodesh is the Chayav Karesh Neymar, and he quotes the pasuk over here, and this pasuk over here comes from Tehillim. Yachret Hashem kol siftei chalakot lashon medaberet gedolot. Right, and it says basically, I don't know what that really means, but anyhow. And also, what is a takana? How does he do a takana? So now, when we say over here, what's the takana to? The takana is not a takana for if you spoke lashon hara, but the takana is to prevent you speaking from lashon hara, and that makes more sense, right? Because if you tell me chacham, you yasok b'Torah. Now we can understand. If you tell me chochem, learn Torah, and that will prevent you from talking lashon hara. It's not that if you did lashon hara, you're going to learn Torah, right? V'im ha'aretz yashpil dato, and he says the same answer. And his aretz he should humble himself. Shneimar v'sed if Hashem birach. Tanu be'Rabbi Yishmael. Can I get shalosh averot? He says, anybody, this is quite scary, this. So anybody who speaks Lashon Hara, whoever speaks Lashon Hara, basically he increases his chances of sin on three other major areas of Avera. Avodat kochavim, vegilui arayot, veshvichut damim. He says, speaking Lashon Hara, basically, is the beginning of the three cardinal sins. Right? And where do we get there? He says, ketivach lashon, the pasuk which we just quoted, right? We quoted a passage. We said Yachel Hashem Kol Siftei Chalakot. That was a passage from David HaMelech. Lashon Medaberet Gedolot. So we said the Lashon Medaberet Gedolot. So we see the word Medaberet Gedolot. The Gedolot. Look at how the word Gedolot comes up all the time. Uchtiba Berach Kol with regards to the Zoret says the Anachata Ha'amaze Chata Gedola. You see that? So it says the Medaberet Gedolot. See that Gedolot in the plural. The first Gedola is. Avodat kochavim, begilu arayot. When it comes to promiscuous relationships, it says kativ. Ve'ech ese hara'a hagedola hazot. Right, that over there. That was with Yosef, wasn't it?
Yes.
And then go b'bayit hazeh imeni velo chasach imeni muma v'kiim otach basher et ishtov. Ech ese hara'a hagedola hazot v'chatat lehim. Right, that's what Pharaoh says to Eshet Potiphar. So he says there again, right? Chata gdol, hara'ah gdola hazot. And b'shichut damim kativ, gadol avoni min so. Right? That there is with Adam, with the, what's his name? The Cain and Heva, right? It says, gadol avoni min so. Right? So therefore, we see there that the three times, medabrot gedolot, leads to in a gross like this, but gedolot, what is gedolot? Gedolot is in the plural. What's gedolot? He's already at a clock. Wow. Okay. Jeez. Okay, we're doing well there. Okay, gedolot. He says, I wouldn't even say gedolot. I'm a tarti. Is two. Why do you say gedolot here is a plural? Plural is two. Why do you say three? Let's limit it to two sins. If you made a gedolot, right? So the Gemara says, how many are you mafka? So which are you going to take out? Right? If you're going to tell me that two, so we've got the shvichut tamim gedolot and avodah zara, which one are you going to leave out? Right, look at Rashi over there. Hai b'mafka, hai b'chulu k'tivru. In all three, it says gedolot. Hilchach kulu atle. They're all going to come. You can't leave any of them out. B'marav Amrei. So we got a new story over in Eretz Yisrael. They said, lashon telitai, katil telitai. Right, he says here, this lashon over here of lashon hara is lashon. Look at Rashi. I'm not sure exactly. I guess this. He says lashon telitai ze lashon harachil. Well, this is the guy running around. Rachil is a person who's running around talking lashon hara. Shehi shlishit bein Adam lechaveiro legalot lo sod. See, he's the third person between a man and his friend who's revealing the secret. Why? You know, but two's a secret. And what is the expression in English? Two is the English expression. Come on, Michael. Come on, Steve. English expression.
The secret, three's a crowd.
Three's no. That's something else. No, two's company and three's a crowd. I think, but. Is a word, a spell, something between two and three is really, there's some expression like that in English. That when two people know something, it's a secret. When three people know, it's not a secret anymore. And that's exactly what the Gemara says over here, right? Because he says here, he says, titlaya katil, tiltai horeg, lemasapro. So he says, basically, when two people know it, right, look at Rashi here, katil, titlai horeg, lemasapro, ulemakablo, ule omro. So basically, he says, look at Rabbi Gershom over here. There's Rabbeinu Gershom. Lashon telitai shehaomer shema'o me'echad. Right? Shehaomer. Shema'o me'echad from another. Va'amru le'echad and said to another. Tehavu gimu b'nei Adam. He heard it from one person. He said it to another person. Now there are three of them. Right? There's an expression like that. I wish I could remember it. It says something two by three. Anyhow, you know. Horeg the Mesapro, and he says, yeah, this Lashon Hara kills three. The Mesapro, Ule Makabro, Ule Omro. Both the one who heard it, both the one who said it, and both the one who. About who it was said, right. So what does it mean when we say the Pasuk says, it's our last Pasuk on the Daf, Mavet V'chayim, the life and death is in the hands of the tongue. Yochal Piriya. Right, so he says, what do you mean b'yad lashon? V'chiyesh yad lashon, what's the tongue got a hand? He says, lomar lecha, he says, no, what does it mean? Ma yad mimita af lashon, ma yad mimita af lashon, just like a hand can kill, so too a tongue can kill. He says, ma yad ene mimita ene samuch la af lashon ene mimita ene samuch la. Does that mean that just like a hand can only kill if it's close to you? Because the hand has to be within arm's reach, so you have arm's length, right? Within arm's length to do the damage. In a tongue also, and if it's very, very close, Tamud Lomar, that's what we saw, the Pasuk we saw it already earlier on. That was the Pasuk Nunne. It says, Chetz Shachut, remember? It says, Tamud Lomar, Chetz Shachut Hashanam. The tongue is like an arrow. Ima Chetz Ar Arbim V'chamishim Ama. Af Lashon Arbim V'chamishim Ama. So that an arrow can go 40 or 50 feet, 20 or 25 meters. So too, can your tongue go, kill in that Tamud Lomar, Shatu b'shamayim pim l'sham talech barat. There's no limit.
The tongue is mightier than the sword. The
tongue is mightier than the sword. Very good. Excellent. That's a nice one. But if you don't, none of you found that what I said about one, two is a secret? No one?
Yeah. Three people can keep a secret if two of them are dead.
Oh, no. That's not what I was talking about. That.
Yes.
Okay. That's very good. Right. Kavachim achar dichtiv shatu b'shamayim pim Right, so now the Gemara says, okay, so if I already got that pasuk, it already says shatu b'shmayim p'em, in other words, it goes all over, there's no limit to what the tongue can damn cause. So chachet shachut l'shonam, what do I need the error for? Because it's up to shamayim, error calling for ah, kamash v'dan, the katil chachet. We see now why, it kills like an error. V'chim achar dichtiv chachet shachut l'shonam. Right, so now once we learned the pasuk chet, we already learned that Lashon is like an arrow. Mavet v'chaim b'yad Lashon. Why do I have to learn that pasuk? That life is in the hand of the tongue. Lamali likrav rav rav. That's for different reason. Debai chaim belishnei. Debai mita belishnei. Look at Rashi over here. Debai yasok b'divrei shtut v'nevela. Debai chaim belishnei yasok b'torah. Basically, your tongue it's up to you to you what you want to use with your tongue. If you want, you can do good with your tongue. If you want, you can do bad with your tongue. I think that's what it's saying. Heichi dami lishna bishna. Now the Gemara says, Heichi, what is this? Heichi dami lishna bishna. This bad lashon. Rabbi Amar kund Amar ika. In other words, we're saying that there's lishna bishna. One can talk badly in like a derogative term, but with his tongue, he can use his tongue. For the Gemara says, give me examples of how a person would speak badly. What is bad speech? What's it? Not a nice way to talk. So Gemara says, "Go and Amar ikanurbe planya." Says, for example, if you wanted to say there's light at Plania's house, like Plony, but in somebody else's house. Look at Rashi, yeah. I'm rushing through this right now, but yeah, nurbe planya. It says the mashma ashirhu. We understand from this, if you say there's light in Plania's house, he's obviously a rich guy. V'cholsha matzui esh beveito levashelter, and that's why there's always food in his house to cook. He's always got light. No shortage of money. I'm gonna buy a mikabi. Why is it bad? Gilui mil tibamu. That's just stating facts as they are. What's bad about it? It says, Na'ela de mafik belishna bishna. How would he say it in a bad way? Right? In a derogatory way. The Amar, Heichem ishtakach nur. Where are you going to find light? Only in Plania's house you're going to find light. He's the only guy who's going to have light. Right? In other words, you get like a backhanded compliment. That's what he's saying. The idea. Bishra v'chavre. Right? Because basically there's meat over there. Look at him in the Gershom right at the bottom here. Where am I going to be able to find fire or whatever? Who are Mary? Yes, but by the way, Plony praise us. She metaklin sham kola yom machal. They're always cooking there. That house, they're always cooking non-stop. They're cooking in that house all the time, right? I'm Rabbi Kol Milta de Mitmare ba'ape Mara. Now, this is interesting. I'll end up with this over here. Okay, uah. So, okay, I'll be too quicker than I thought. I'm flying through it, right? He says, Kol Milta. The mitamra ba'ape mara. Anything that you say in front of the person who you're speaking about. Look at Rashi. The mitamra ape mara sheha miragel omre. See the miragel. See the Rashi he uses there from the miraglim, right? The miraglim spoke lashon hara. It says yeah, the miragel, the person who's speaking. If it's lashon hara, but you're speaking it. See Rashi's language there, right? The miragel omra bifnei ha omer alav. In other words, the person the subject is spoken about. Late ba mishum lishna bisha. That can't be lishna bisha. If he's standing there, you're talking in front of him, that's not lishna bisha. So Amarle, so that was Rabba. So Amarle said to Rabba, koshechein chutzpah v'lishna bisha. He says, koshechein chutzpah v'lishna bisha. I'm not sure. He says over here, he says, so too, I don't know, if he's saying, you're being chutzpah v'ali v'ali. So Amarle, he says, Anna, he says, I hold like Rabbi Yossi severely. That Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, mi amai, this is actually nice. Look at this Gemara. Mi amai lo amarti davar v'chazarti la'achorai. In my life, I never said something, and I look back to see if the guy was speaking or standing over my shoulder. Look at Rashi, yeah? V'chazarti la'achorai lirot mi amod achar, who's standing behind me? She'af bifnei habalim ani omra. Nothing I wouldn't say behind the person's back, I wouldn't say in front of him. It's not called Lishna Bisha, not a bad Lashon. That's the first time I actually said Lashon Ach. Another explanation. If the people who I spoke about said, why did you say that? Lo chazarti bi lomar, lo amarti. I never said it. Ele bifnehem odeiti, I would say in front of them. Okay, two different ways of looking all together, right? The one is that he would speak behind the person's back, but he just wouldn't be scared to admit it. The other one was, he wouldn't say something, he wouldn't say a person in front of him.